it to your Deesa. You smooth, eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful. Got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Toby Mac says, I see you in everything. This morning, and this is because this is like, well, what God telling me to do this morning. Brothers and sisters, God gave me such a download. You know, a lot of people think that people that say these things, like I heard this guy saying, oh, those people are trying to control you to say God showed me this and God showed me that. Let me tell you something. They just mad. They just jealous because he ain't showing them nothing. And they know that God is more than able to show you everything. You know, it's just how it is. So I'm learning so much. Now, the Blog Talk Radio number is 319-527-6068. I want somebody to call me up and tell me the latest thing that has happened to them that they see God in it. Starting with Patrice. Patrice, can you call me up? I don't know the last four on your phone. Patrice, I want to talk to you this morning. I want some of you to call me up and tell me the latest thing that you see God in. Because Toby Mac say, I see God in everything. So I want you to tell me. And I want to talk to somebody this morning over 50. I need to talk to somebody this morning over 50. I'm going to wait for you to call me. But you got to text me the last four. Okay, I see that. Dial in the Blog Talk. Patrice, I want to hear from you. Okay?
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Well, I see the Lord in everything. Basically, the Lord just took me out of a place, a ministry where I thought was of God, but it was a cult. And some relationships were broken, and it was very painful, but I see the Lord did it in order. He had to make me transition. So what I thought, you know, would be a painful thing, it was actually a transitioning for the Lord to put me into the place where I need to be and what to get to what I need to be doing for him and to really be sold out for him and to be completely set free in the things of him.
All right, so I want you to say, Lord God, I see you in everything and I thank you for whatever that was.
Lord God, I see you in everything, and I thank you for setting me free from mind control and bondage coming out of something that was occultic, Lord, and I thank you, and I glorify you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. The next person I want to talk to is Jason. Can you call me up? I need the last four of your number, but Jason, I want to talk to you this morning. Thank you, Patrice.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I was also in a ministry that turned out to be a cult, and the Lord called me out of that, so praise God for that. And he's called me into a new program that, you know, all my life I really didn't think I had a purpose, and I stumbled across this program with the state of Georgia that's everything I ever wanted to do that I didn't even know I wanted to do, helping people. You know, people with mental disorders or, you know, addictions and just all of those things. So I'm really grateful.
Can you tell the Lord this morning, I see you in everything. And
I see you in everything, Lord. Thank you.
About what you just said. Thank you. LaJuan. I want to talk to you this morning. Can you call me on the blog talk?
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, get away. Tonight is beautiful. It's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I see you in everything, all day. And every beat of
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. I want you to tell
me. Good morning.
God is everything.
Yes, I see God in everything, every single thing, from me waking up in the morning to me going to bed at night. On my job, I see him in everything.
What's the latest thing? I mean, where you really see him or saw him, you know?
Well, I have to say with my daughter.
Okay.
Because ever since she was a little girl, she had been diagnosed with mild mental retardation. But every day I see God renewing her. I see him strengthening her mind. I see him developing her mind. And whereas she used to be rebellious, she's no longer rebellious the way she used to be. Where she used to couldn't handle certain situations, difficult situations like the average person or young adult, she's being able to reason. And I see God in everything in my whole life, even with myself. Being able to depend on him each and every day, he's showing me how. He's showing me the steps to take. And I see God in everything. Everything.
Well, all right. I want to talk to you. I see him too. I'm right with you. I want to talk to somebody on the blog talk now. I'm going to try 1862. Let's see what happens.
Captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
On my job, saving that boy when he fell, when I started praying. Oh my gosh, it's like Heavenly Father, yes. This incident that happened on my job with this little baby that fell out the chair, when I started praying to Almighty God, he took that baby right up, brought him back, right and back into the center with his mom, and we start praising the Lord because he was saved and healed right there instantly. Yes, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord on the baby face glowing right in front of me. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I see the Lord in everything. Everything he does for me, I see it on that job.
I'm captivated. I say it. I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded. Upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I see you in heaven. 1107. Who is this, please?
That's me. This is Marcia, Dr. Erica.
Marcia, can you tell me how you see God in everything?
Well, first and foremost, just waking up this morning. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I see him a lot on my job and in my family, just how things are changing. There's more peace. In my family, there used to be a lot more turmoil, and just praying for my family and stuff and just watching God work through. Now, it's not perfect, but I do see change, and change on my job for sure. There was a situation where a supervisor, I'm sure, he was sent from the devil just to make life miserable for 7 years. And just kept praying about it. And 7 years later, he is now taking another job because of money. And we have such a more peaceful supervisor that has lightened my workload for the same pay. And I'm just thanking God for that, because it freed me up to be able to do a lot more things where it was just so oppression. You could feel that pushing constant on your you come home. And just, I'd still be talking about him, and that was not lasting. But God has lifted that burden, and I'm so thankful for that. And then just some other things in my church that after the 40-day fast, I kept waiting for the Lord to tell me what to do. And finally, it became clear as what to do with the church I'm at now. And it is to leave it, and because there's some things that the headship is wrong, and I can't stay under that. So praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lord.
Tell the Lord you see him in everything this morning.
Heavenly Father, I see you in everything, and I praise you, and I thank you, even to the bottle of water you helped me find the other day. So praise your holy name. I was like, Daddy, I'm thirsty. In my mind, he showed me the bottle of water that was hidden because I didn't have time to go to the store. I was just praising God and telling everybody about the bottle of water I found.
I see God in everything.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Can you talk to me this morning about how you see God in everything?
Yes, I can. Hallelujah. I give him praise every day because he is making a way out of no way. He's opened doors that I was not able to see. He's working in my family life, and I totally give him praise. Sometimes we don't see or we don't think, but we just have to give him praise for the little things as well as the big things. And I know he's working because of the fact that there are people that are going through some stuff on the job, and I'm trying to give them encouragement, and they call me for help. So I just give him praise because I know he's working in my life, because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, and I can't thank him and praise him enough. And I thank him and I praise him for you and all the ones that are praying on the TED line, for the people that call in that are going through, because we have a lot of people that's hurting. And we definitely need God to just show up and show out in our lives. And I praise him for that. And I thank him in Jesus' mighty name.
Can you tell the Lord this morning, I see you in everything. I do.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I see you in everything. And I know you in everything. Because there's been so many different things in the weather. And I tell people, he is working throughout our lives. So I can see him in everything. And I give him praise for everything. Because he's a mighty God. And we are serving a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I must have Jennifer on my mind. Where are you, Jennifer? Jessica Jones.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
I have I graduated in December, and I've been trying to get a job. I have been trying to get a job for months, and I've been applying different places, and I just haven't been getting any calls back. So I signed up with a temp agency. And the first job I got signed up with, what's funny is the name of the temp agency is called Cornerstone. And I picked it because I think there's a verse where Jesus is, they say Jesus is the cornerstone or something like that. They compared him to the cornerstone.
Yep.
So the first job that I came across, I took it. And it's a nice office job. It's not in my major, but it's a job. I'm just happy to have a job, really grateful for it. And, like, the first few days, I was kind of worried that I made a mistake. But the person that I was put in the office with, to share an office with, it turns out she's kind of a sickly person, and kind of came out, and she kind of confided in me these things that she's dealing with, and she told me that her husband prays for her. And so I realized, okay, she must be a believer. I told her a little bit about my testimony, and like a lot of the stuff that she's going through was similar to mine. With like years ago, I used to have deal with depression and anxiety and all kinds of weird sicknesses, and how I tried everything, doctors, medicines, and none of it worked, and how I turned to the Lord and he healed me. And I don't have any of that those things anymore. I'm not on any medications that I'd been on for over 11, 12 years. I told her about this, and she was like, wow. And she was amazed. And she said, "This, you're here for a reason." And I said, "I know that now." Because I was starting to question, what am I doing here? And I said, okay, well, I'll just stay here until the next thing comes along. Well, now, you know, I'm realizing, okay, I'm here for a reason. Maybe I'm going to help this girl or something. You know, I can pray for her, and you know, I can help her somehow. So I settled in, and I'm like, I'm happy, and I'm not fighting it anymore, and I'm not struggling with it, and I'm just so grateful, and I'm glad for this opportunity. And it was so effortless. Everything has been so effortless with this job, with the interview, with the settling in, and people are being so kind to me there, and just it's wonderful. Amazing. And that's God. I know it's God. Whenever it seems like everything falls into place, I know that's God. So praise God.
You see God in what?
I see God in everything.
Hey!
I'm captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Out of me now. I don't care. Praise God. Thank
Praise
you,
God.
Lord, for this. This is a lifeline that God threw to me. It really, truly is. The biggest thing was the other day on the 3rd, I listened to your teaching, and the Lord delivered me. There were things that had plagued me my whole life, sin things, and other things. And the Lord delivered me of all of them. It's different. Things are changed. It's like he took me to a new level. And he shut the door behind me. There's new things ahead. Fine. But the things behind are finally over. And there were things that I need confirmation, but that he shared that I guess I didn't realize happened in my past when I was young, that he's bringing up and exposing, and he's healing a lot of things. And praise God, there's a lot that I see him in everything, every minute, every day, every minute. It's like walking one foot in heaven, one here on the earth. And it's a constant talking. There's things that I see. My wife, I used to be in Florida. My wife passed away, and I moved up. And by the way, I'm 61, so I'm over 50.
All right.
I moved back to the Midwest. And when I came here, I was from a place where we were soul winners and filled with the Spirit. I came back and remarried my ex-wife from years ago. We never had any other children but each other. And they, I don't know how to say it, but this is not an open heaven. This is an area that needs deliverance. And this is, there's things that I just, I'm not sure how I know, but I know there's something about the compromise and something about this area. New York knows they need deliverance. LA knows they need deliverance, but the Midwest doesn't. And the Lord is doing a mighty work here. There's a revival coming, and there's power that somehow the enemy is drawing from people that are complacent, religious spirit that he's fixing now. And you're going to start seeing souls like dominoes start coming to the Lord. Things that have been resistant are going to change. They're going to accept the Holy Spirit. But there's things that he's shown. There's going to be I think there's a change coming in how we do church. I think the structure of it, instead of staying inside the four walls, is going to change. And there's going to be a lot of preachers that need provision, that the Lord has shown me a way to do that. Anyway, there's so much that's just bubbling up and out of here. And it started with simple deliverance. And sister, I don't know why, but I when I would hear you on the radio, there's something that was so drawn to you, and the way you teach and the way he pours out of you, it's him. And it changed me. I'm nobody. And it changed me. Anybody can listen to this, and God can reach out inside your soul. There's things that stop you from doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you know it, and you want it. There's a part of you that longs to serve him. And the walls that you kept hitting, he removes them. He can. Don't give up. Don't give up. It took a long, long time for him to get me where he knocked those down, but he did. Just like Jericho, those walls came down, and they came down from the inside out, and they ain't coming back up. And now watch, and I'll tell you something else. The things... When things come against you and you're looking at these, what you have to fight, and it looks like you've got this fight, when I would say this is wrong and this person is, things that you as a human can think, well, these things are my problem is with other people. But when you realize, no, most of your problem is yourself, actually don't be discouraged, because that's good. You can deal with that. That means if the enemy is not everywhere else, he's in you, good. Then he's cornered. He can't go anywhere. The Lord will deal with him. Once that's down, there's no stopping you. Let him be afraid. Let him hang his head. He's lost. Right. We haven't. Praise God.
Right. Can you say that? I've God in everything.
Praise God. He is in everything. He is in every atom.
I'm captivated. Say it. I'm on a whole new tree. My space invaded. Upgraded. I hear you talking.
That's Marcia again.
Well, I guess I want you to say something else.
Well, praise God. I do see God in everything. No compromise. He's teaching me that. And that's why I left where I was at. Because they were compromising, and I'm not supposed to be compromised in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, for strength. And thank you, Lord, for just opening my eyes to things, to revealing to me how much you love me and how much you want me to
be obedient to your word and for always giving me grace and mercy and a God, definitely a God of a second chance. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Can you say, I see God in everything?
I see God in everything. Praise God.
Captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I got your mic open. Can you hear me? 1193. Okay. 1193.
Captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. turned is a reminder.
Would this happen to be Sonia?
It is.
Do you see God in everything?
I see God in everything. Everything, every day, every trial, every victory, I see him in everything because he is my victor, and I know that every time something happens in my life, that God is up to something, and that when he's finished, it's going to be something grand. Not just great, but grand. And I look forward to it. So I see God in everything.
I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you see God in everything?
I see him in everything. Praise God. To God be the glory. I see him manifesting in our ministry. I see the glory of God in everything. He's wonderful. He's magnificent. He is awesome. I see him in everything. I see him right now. I just have great expectation of what God is going to do next. He is absolutely wonderful.
Can we have a shout out to I see God in everything?
I see God in every single thing. To God be the glory.
Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder. Soul's awakened, taken by all.
every beat of my heart keeps reminding me I see you in every little thing all day, all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in Do you see God in everything?
Yes, now I do.
Can you tell us about it?
I see God in everything, even just this song, this report. I see God in my pets, my dogs, and my children. My life is just transforming every day, and I see God in everything, everything.
Can you give the Lord a shout out? I see God in everything.
God, I see you in everything, and I thank you, God. You are great. You are love. I love you, Lord.
I'm captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Juliet Looker says, I see God in everything, Dr. Erica. I'm shouting hallelujah and praising God every day in the middle of all with thanksgiving in my heart. I'm in a bus train on my way to work, and I can't call as is very noisy. Well, Juliet, for you, I see God in everything.
I'm captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And we'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder.
All day, no matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. God in everything. Terrible reception on here this morning. Well, see God in that too. Brothers and sisters, see God in everything. In everything. Praise God. I will see you tomorrow on the TED line, if the Lord say the same. I'm going to post something on the Spreaker a little bit later today. Just a little, some deliverance information might be handy. But brothers and sisters, see God in everything. You must.